AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Coming to you live from First Class Sounds, it's DJ Scream. Big Bang is here. Baby Jade is here. It's time for another edition of Big Facts. And today, represent Quincy, Florida. Of course, it's Bobby Fishscale. You done pulled up on us. What's up? What's up? What's up, my bro?
Yes, sir. What's going on?
Everything good with you?
You know it. Pleasure to be here.
So before we get into the conversation, it's all conversation, but what's on your mind today? What's on Bobby Fishscale mind? Because we heard from some people that you're a Big Facts fan. You know what I'm saying?
This is a perfect platform
to get some shit, you know what I'm saying, off your mind and off your chest and everything. So I'm going to let you lead. Like, what's on your mind?
Shit, get somebody, you know, first and foremost, but pushing this music, you know, tapping in with the DJs, artists, everybody, models, strippers, whatever, club, promo, people, whatever. Just let it get bigger.
Outside.
Tap in the A outside with it.
Yeah.
Say it was snowing uphill.
Yeah. Most definitely. So I guess talk a little bit about your journey, bro. Like how you started, you know, just coming up as a young one, and then how did it all transition into getting the phone call, you know what I'm saying, with your music and linking up with Roc Nation?
Man, to make a long story short, because I already know everybody in his street can relate. They understand, you feel me? So I'm from the trenches. I'm from like the harder project in my city. Like, if you from a good neighborhood, wherever your mama gonna beat your ass, you come out here. You ain't allowed to come out here, you feel me? Just like that. So, boom, you know, I'm trapping, going to jail, prison, back and forth. But I start rapping, you feel me? Just rapping.
When did
trapping.
You start rapping?
It's probably like, 12, no, probably like 14, about 14.
Okay.
Yeah, but I write, soon as I start rapping, getting a little bug, go to prison, get out. But this last time, I caught a little high speed chase shit, and I did a little county time. But when I got out, I dropped Big Fish. That had the little whole flow, Eminem, Renegade.
And that's your nickname, right?
Fishscale.
Big Fish.
Big Fish, yeah, Big Fish.
Okay.
So I dropped that, you feel me? And it just kind of like went to picking up. That when I got the call, you know, they flew me out there same day, signed that shit. We here now.
What? How the transition was, like, when you finally got there and be like, shit, okay, now this shit big business. How hard was it to transition into a businessman?
Shit, it wasn't hard. It was, we wanted to do what I wanted. It wasn't hard.
What's some of the obstacles you went through, though?
Shit. I mean, you know, it's, you go through trap relapses. Like, you know, I went through a lot of, like, times I wanted to get back in, you know, like, all that, like, you feel me? But...
No, I'm talking about, you know, you got to change certain shit, the way you move, the people you deal with and all that type of shit. Like, you ain't go through none of that?
Nah, I ain't changed none of that. Because, you know, moving like the brick man, you moving like a rapper, really. Brick man ain't going out to eat, ain't going to the club, none of that. On low key, you don't even see me.
Yeah.
For real. I'm dropping their music through the internet. But people never seen me in my own city. Ghost. Yeah, for real. Everybody ain't, you feel me, got that shit, so you got to be swift.
Oh, so you saying you had to move different because you in a smaller town?
Yeah, you got to move like that. See, like in the A is big, so you can like pop out, but where I'm from, you know, everybody know everything. Like, you can't just trap at this house. You ain't gonna laugh. You got to move swift. Ain't no trap house, none of that. It's too small.
Yeah. Police, everybody in your business.
Everybody know everybody.
How hard did you feel like it was to come out of small town?
I mean, I feel like everybody got equal opportunity where you come out of small town or big town. It's all on you. You feel me? Because I got out the small town just, I was seeing other people move and just want it different. You feel me? You got to want it. Got to want that motherfucker bad.
What's Quincy, Florida like?
Population like 5,800.
5,800?
Yeah, 5,800 total. You Google it.
Nah, I believe.
Yeah,
I believe.
Total like 5,800, 6,000, some shit like that.
So everybody know everybody.
Everybody know everybody. You play with me, we just gonna go over to get auntie them. So bitch ain't even playing, you know. So that make it even more serious. So and it like them jits really like having their way, like body for body, like it's crazy over there. Like you wouldn't even believe it. It probably cold case capital in Florida. I don't know one person like locked up for about it.
What you think making that shit happen, like, in your opinion, like, make niggas do that, like, back and forth shooting and shit? What you think?
It ain't never stopped from day one. Shit is still going, like, from the
so it's like old shit, and then, like, when niggas come out and grow up and have kids and nephews and all that shit, it just transfers down.
Yeah,
like,
it just trickle down.
Like a disease.
Like a disease, and they ain't gonna never let it go.
It's so just, I know.
Third world, for real.
So I know, like, your dad was into the music. He was a DJ, right?
Yeah.
So did that have any influence on you wanting to be a rapper or a musician? Or, like, did he bring you around the clubs and, you know what I'm saying, shit like that when he was doing this thing? Yeah. And that kind of, like, turned you on?
Yeah, like, my dad was strict, though. So, like, I used to go around the club, but I got to clean that bitch up for a dub. Like, park lot, everything, you feel me? And if you don't want to do it, you just going to do it for free. So, yeah, like, you feel me? He brought me around, like, you feel me? But you know, like, being in the bricks, you know, that's all we got. Being in the trenches, all you got is music. All day in the trenches, somebody playing music.
Out their door, out their car.
Yeah, and if you're having a bad day, you hear the right song, it could cheer you up. So, like, that music just, like, universal, you feel me?
Right.
And I just wanted to hear, like, some real shit. So, I just wanted to rap. My first song was called Big Old Nickel Bag. Like, you feel me? I just want to hear some trap shit. That's why I don't really try and stunt, like, because, like, everybody, it's somebody got more than you. You can stunt rap all you want to. Baby come through, you dead. You feel me? Don't chill out. Nah, humble yourself. So I'm going to rap about struggle. Baby hear me rapping about struggle, he going to relate. You feel me? Free game. Wherever y'all at. People going to shit on you. Spelling all that shit with that money and shit. Now these folk got B's and M's for real. Like, I don't need showbread because I know I ain't got no.
Nah, real
shit. If I had no, I wouldn't even be thinking about showing it. Folk got that shit. Real.
A whole lot of it.
You got the key to the city. So you got the key to the city in Quincy.
And my own day.
And your own day. Congrats on that. Yes, major sir. Salute on that. How that feel? How that feel, number one? And then I think it's a lot of people that ain't clear to what the key to the city means. Like, what is that? You get your day and all that shit, but what does it mean? Like, how does it help you?
Like, what are the perks and the benefits?
Man, it's big fat. Man, that shit don't mean shit. Man, I went and did an interview in my neighborhood after they gave me the shit with Tallahassee Democrat about me getting the date and the key. Man, them folk had so much 12 out there. Well, we're almost over with for fifth. No cap. Later to my threat to shoot her, all kind of shit. I'm exposed to all this shit. I'm a damn. But, yeah, that shit was crazy. Like, I'm banned from my hood from, like,
how are you?
So who gave you the key?
That's what I'm saying. You got the key with you, man.
The key ain't got nothing to do with gas that owns 427 South Stewart Street, the old project. That's roped off. You not going to mess with this. This monitored by cameras. This was, everywhere you look, a bitch done died right there. Like, it's crazy. Mm. Yeah, you can do anything you want. I can go in the courthouse right now, smoke a blunt, probably. You not going in them bricks, though, fish. Not going in the bricks.
We saw Kodak Black saluted you too. You know what I'm saying? He saluted you, I think, in the post saying you was the... I don't even think he said you're the hardest out of Florida.
No,
I think
he said I just realized Bobby Fitt was hard last night.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, he be with Fly, so Fly probably put him on some new unreleased shit. But you know, Yak don't do nothing but work, so he don't even listen to other artists like that. But when he do listen to it, for him to say you hard, that's big. A big deal. Yeah, big. Big up to Yak, though, for that.
That's somebody you want to fuck with on some music?
Fuck yeah, sure. Yak hard.
Yeah.
Yak hard. Like, I fuck with Yak. We rapping like the same shit, like both for a project, baby. You see, he just went to jail, fuck around in his hood. In Florida, that shit crazy. People don't give a fuck who you is. Mm-hmm. Take your ass right down through the first quarter.
Now, I fuck with a lot of Florida niggas, and this is a little bit off the record, but maybe you can help everyone. So we were having a lot of debates about the brother Antonio Brown and how it went down and all that shit. And a lot of my Florida niggas, like, I don't know the lingo, like, a bitch, that's how a bitch think in Florida. Some shit they be saying, like, they just saying that a nigga from Florida don't go for certain shit and reacts a certain way on certain shit. Yeah, and that's why AB might have...
Nigga not going. Like, everybody in Florida looking at this shit right now think this shit I got on Foo. Bitch on Google, on Gucci right now. Well, I ain't never seen that shit. That shit is not real. I wouldn't give a damn, boy. Bitch not going. Not going for nothing. I wouldn't give a damn. So Fish, nobody.
Right. So you think that's why he reacted the way he did? Like, that's just...
Yeah, because, like, that's just Florida. Like, bitch, ain't going. You could get pulled right now. It's like, hell nah. I ain't going for it. Hell nah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if you buying something out the store and that shit don't sound right, hell nah. Boy, what the fuck? Run that shit back. Mm. But Georgia like that, too. See, y'all just so into it, y'all don't even see it. Y'all pop that
shit. What you mean?
Man, Georgia people is not going for nothing.
Well, for sure. But I'm saying, I want to know your observation and break it down a little bit for us.
Shit, like, okay, y'all got motherfucking metal detectors in the mall.
Right.
They going to do it to your ass right there in front of Auntie Annie. Being like that, going to stay like that. Like, you feel me? You come up here, you want 4-1, meet me right now. But you ain't got yourself nothing. Like, nigga in the A not going. Like, if you come up here, you ain't got no fade, you finna get dead. Mm. And on anything, you can want to watch. You finna get the wrong one. You not gonna get the one. Mm. Unless you stamp, you feel me? Mm. And that's just like Florida, though, like, with anything.
So it's on some South shit, really, then?
Yeah, it's on some South shit. Yeah. We the same. Yeah. We right there. You know, we the same.
Yeah, Florida niggas and Georgia niggas the same niggas.
Yeah,
basically.
Hell yeah. Cousins. First cousins.
Cousins, right.
Hell yeah.
How you link up with Rock Nation, though? How? Like?
Bro, internet, bro. Like, people wonder why I share people and all that. Because you feel like that's wrong. I feel like it's right.
Wonder why you what?
I share a lot of people's shit.
Oh, yeah, post people and shit?
Yeah, because they going to interact. You feel me? Yeah. That going to lead to something else. You feel me? That was like getting away a free tester. Here, Auntie, they coming back, you feel me?
Yeah.
With Rock Nation, I'm fucking with Fly. Well, I'm just posting the music, rapping every day, regular nigga, trapping, you feel me? I'm posting the music. So Fly Lifestyle, see a chick, a little bad bitch, but I had a little buzz, you know, I'm dropping so much. Bitches fucking with it, DJ fucking with it, you feel me? So Fly see a little chick, she rapping the shit real for real, a little bad bitch, so he like, okay, you know that get a nigga attention. So he go to listen. He like, damn, that's hard. Like, damn, this hard too. Like, man, that hard too. So he tap in. Damn, little bro, you hard. Oh, you got some more of this shit? I send like a dub, 20 pack. Brr. So he like, yeah, we could get some motion with this shit, boy. So he let God Bless the Dead, Lost Key, G, hear me. Mm-hmm. So G, hear me, bro. G, FaceTime me, everything. Fish, boy, you hard. No cap, bro. It's like December 15th. He like, man, listen, what's your cash up? I'm finna send you some cheese and some beats. I want you to go to the studio and show me you could keep dropping this shit. So I'm like, man, you know, that's easy, boy. Oh, you know, I'm crunk. Like, because I ain't never had nobody just want to fuck with mouth music.
Yeah.
But I always believe, you feel me? So goddamn, this like December 15th, December 24th, G get murked. You know, I miss Fly because I was going to drop on New Year. I told Fly, man, fuck that music. I was spending a check on the shit. I'm like, well, I'm not paying for this. I'm not paying for that. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. I'm through with the music. So it come around like, I don't drop the tape. I don't drop it. You feel me? I'm really biking the trap head first. Like, fuck that rap shit. Like, I got a gas tape on ready to drop. You feel me? So I'm like, fuck that shit. I got little shows and shit, five band. That's why I said if I got Britley on Mr. Show, I was really missing the show for that shit. You feel me? So goddamn, Lost Key get murked. You feel me? So on January, it's down there. It was like the 24th, the 25th is my 2-year anniversary. Today is crazy on here today, like celebrating, like with y'all. So, Rock Nation called on here and lit. Rock Nation called with me and Fly talking. With Rock Nation called like the blue. Fish. Fly like, Fish, well, we got to go to L.A. Rock Nation called. I'm like, man, tell him hit me on the phone, bro. Like, I ain't finna fly out there, you feel me? So he like, no, bro, this for real, bro. This finna change both our lives. So I'm in the car with my dog. He behind the zip, whatever. So he like, Fish, boy, you better go. You better go. It's like 1 in the morning. So I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I'm like, if I go home, go to sleep and miss it, I miss it. If I don't, I don't. Because they ain't think it was real. I'm thinking they finna fly me out here, want to hear some music, send my ass back home. So I called Brother Young. I'm like, Young. But Rock Nation just called me. He go crazy, bank. He know what's going on. He know I'm hard. Like, you feel me? He like, buddy, they hear you, you gone. He like, bro, you need to get the AP. You need to do this. You need to do that. Let me call the barber. Get a haircut. You know, I'm savage. I'm out that bitch trying to be normal. So he like, man, nah, you need to turn up. Woo, woo, woo. Bring out this. Bring out that. You feel me? So he sent me out that bitch. I already had jewelry, the big fish, all that shit. But I wasn't really wearing that shit. I ain't want to be seen with that shit. Go out that bitch. Meet the lawyer. Rap. But we go in that bitch. They chopping it up and shit. So I do the little performance or whatever. So they like, you got something we ain't heard? That when I hit them with that, they say they want me to bring that pain back. Grandma walked to the doctor, her feet were where the pain at. Man, Miss Shari looked at me, stop.
My girl.
Stop it. She was like, yeah, it's a wrap. That's all we need to hear. You say this shit too much. This is real. She was like, that's on the Dreaming song. She like, we had to see if you was real, because a lot of artists been deceiving us or whatever, like, you feel me? But you know I'm real and shit.
So you fought with Rock Nation hard.
The big, yeah, I fought them the long way. Yeah, no cap. I love Rock Nation. Like,
change your life.
Change my life. Dang, yeah, I ain't gotta do nothing.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, a podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC 8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's go.
Hey parents, looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on. Get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction sites.
That's right, Blippi.
Follow your ears. ears, what do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Blippi and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So who are some artists that you haven't had a chance to work with yet that you want to work with in upcoming projects?
All of them.
Okay.
I ain't finna miss my bliss. All of them.
You say you ain't turning down no features?
No, all of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who you fuck with, like, on the come up out of Florida? Like, new niggas we might not have heard about.
My whole team. Bus, you know, Boston Richie, he got a little shit going on with Future. Y'all seen him?
Yeah, Pluto fucking with him.
Yeah, Pluto fucking with him heavy. My other little dog, Wood Boy G, Sosa, they got a little deal going on right now with some folk. Lil Bam, Lil Quez, they the youngest, you feel me? And, like, that's so real, because they from opposite side, like, you feel me? But, you know, like, them jit, like, so far from the trenches, they trying to see past that. But, you know, it's a lot of people don't like it. So, you know me, I try and be the bigger person, even though it's, like, real blood shit behind that shit, like, you feel me? But my whole team, P-Bird, D-Black, I got a lot of niggas, like, you feel me? I ain't gonna say they under me or whatever. I'm just pushing or showing the way, you feel me?
Right. So it's a lot of bullshit, obviously, coming up in the streets and in the hood and all that type of shit. But have you already mentally and emotionally prepared yourself for the bullshit you deal with in the industry? Or are you already maybe dealing with some of it?
Yeah, you know, I mentally prepared for whatever. I was wearing, like, church clothes to school and shit.
Right.
You can't fuck with me.
Right.
Like, big shit. Tying that shit up for real.
Right.
You can't fuck with me. Like, not with that mind shit.
Shoestring
like,
belts and shit.
Yeah, you can't say nothing to me.
Mm.
Yeah, like, I done been up the road. I done been nigga, this, cracker, whatever. I'm ready for it. Like, you feel me? I know how to crack.
You got a close family member that's doing fair time too, right? Or is it close friend?
Nah, that's my blood brother.
That's your brother?
Same mom.
Okay.
Yeah, he been there since 99.
Since 99?
How long you got?
Like 40.
Oh, wow.
Shit.
17 more.
Wow.
Yeah.
They'll get it to you.
They gave it to him. And they steady letting people out. They ain't gonna let him out, though. He heinous. That's why I tell people, like, I don't rap about slime and what I did and all that, you feel me? I just rap about struggle.
Mm-hmm.
I know. You feel me?
Mm. Who's your biggest inspiration in your life? Like, ain't gotta be no entertainer in there, like.
Nah, my grandma.
Yeah.
My grandma was strong.
Yeah, a lot of people, like, a lot of, like, our previous guests that we've had have always, you know, like, given the props to their grandma for, like, being that person in their life. So what exactly did she teach you that is helping you navigate through life as a man and just as a stand-up person?
Like, everything. Like, my grandma real stand-up, hustler, like, you know, and she really, like, made her own way, like, with what she had, you feel me? That's why, like, I just know how to make the best out of what I got, you feel me? Like, even though we were fucked up, we wasn't never just sad or no shit like that. We were happy. We were hanging out, you feel me? We ain't even really know no different. But, like, my grandma, she just, like, she showed nigga everything, you feel me? And, like, how to just be strong. You gotta be strong, goddamn bitch. Cause, like, damn, what I said on that song. The pain don't matter. Like, no matter what you go through, it don't matter. You could break your leg right now, big bang, they're still gonna run the camera. Even though ain't nothing wrong with that. Like, you feel me? I'm just saying, like, the pain don't matter. The world gonna keep on, you feel me? That's like the biggest lesson she taught me.
That's deep.
Yeah.
Who is Bobby Fiske the person, like, if you just your own day away from
away all the rap shit, the clothes, the jewelry, Instagram, all that shit. Like, who are you?
Who are you
on a regular basis?
Shit, the trapper, the powder man, we got them things. That's the real me. Yeah. Like, if you want to get me out that rap, you going straight to the fish house. No cap. First thought. Yeah, how we got to get it?
Do you have anything that you like to do, like, in your spare time that you like, or any activities that you like to enjoy? I know you have a daughter, so do you, like, do you do like activities and shit with her?
Yeah, like she really like athletic, like gymnastic-y, like flip and all that, however you say it.
Yeah.
So yes, we always doing something like all the little arcades and shit. We're just at little arcade shit, the little bounce houses, all that shit, race cars. She like to ride her little ATV though. See, we from the country, so it's like just in you.
Yeah,
we going
yeah.
in the woods on ATV, dirt bike, four wheeler, just living life like normal shit, free shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So coming from the streets and being exposed to the streets and everything, my question is like, now again coming back, being in the industry, would you participate in like, I guess competitive rap beef? Like if somebody took some shots at you, like would you go back at a nigga, or you type of nigga, I'm not finna do that? Or
see, I don't know that part of the game, cause I ain't no made rapper. I'm okay. like just trap, so like I'm street, like.
Mm-hmm.
So if you talking about my jit, it ain't even like it, you feel. So I don't really know how to play.
Yeah,
like you feel me? I ain't trying to be tough on that bitch, none of that shit. It's just like. I ain't never played sports, none of that. I ain't competitive, you feel me? Cause like, I was jit. I go up the road, we in open bay, but we together. If Bank got a lighter, bitch, I need a wick. I got to be cool with Bank, you feel me? I ain't trying to be beefing with, competing with Bank, you feel me? So like, I ain't no competitive person. That's why I shut everybody music and shit. I'm just different, you feel me? Like, if you got to compete with this shit and all that, like, that competing shit, it get your ass somewhere, you feel me? Cause it gonna go the wrong way. It gonna go the wrong way. I don't want to rap beat though. Rap compete? Nah, I don't want to do that. It gonna go the wrong way. Cause my homeboy them gonna take it the wrong
way. Right.
You feel me? I can't control them folks.
It's just the clout chasing era where you might wake up one day and a nigga might just try you. Cause we just in that era.
What I'm supposed to do?
I'm
supposed
to ask y'all.
You gotta ignore that shit. Y'all heard it. Bank said ignore that. Y'all can take it how you want to. Cause I'm gonna ignore it anyway. Y'all don't comment. Fuck it. I leave them shit.
You gotta ignore that shit.
You gotta ignore that shit. Y'all ain't finna trick me.
Cause it ain't gonna lead to nothing but some bullshit.
Nothing but some bullshit. That's why I told boy, I ain't playing like that.
It easy get caught up in that shit.
But easy get tricked out there, big boy. My homeboy done can slide, but that's on me.
Facts.
That's on me. Them folks want to see me. Gonna come see Bobby. Know where I'm at all time. Know where I'm at. You know, they just like knowing where I'm at.
So I saw something online that said that you despise Pisces.
Man, one thing about it, my flow so ESE. When I go in that bit rhyme, and ain't no gay shit or no molestation type shit. That bitch getting recorded. I like them every bitches. I don't like no Pisces. I was just flowing.
Oh, it's just, I was just rapping. You said
I'm just
I was
rapping. Like, okay. Man, I don't even know what my Pisces is. Like, I ain't on no zodiac type shit. That shit don't mean nothing to me. I ain't on that.
Yeah,
I was just rhyming. Like, you feel
me? And a nigga took it online and ran with it. Like,
it just happened like the same, around the same time that somebody else was saying something like, yeah, but I don't be on that. I ain't respond to that. I just be flowing. Like, my flow just different. You feel me? Y'all got to catch me in the booth one day.
What type of females you fuck with?
Shit, you know, I got an old lady. I'm at the crib. I ain't trying to get side up, burn up.
There you go.
Diseased up, none of that.
You feel
me? I'm from the country. I'm just trying to stay out of the way and blow.
The ones like your old lady, that's the answer.
Yeah, I want some cheese. I don't want no hoe. I ain't no hornball. I want cheese. I'm trying to put a bit. What you need, an op bit to go screw it? We going to buzz down. You need your face beat. I'm ready to put in.
So you can get it back out.
Yeah, I ain't got to fuck. Hell no, nah, I'm trying to get the cheese. I go home. Fuck.
Yeah.
I ain't on that.
Yeah, most definitely. Coming from Florida, man, with a long legacy of just classic rappers, who you think the GOAT out of Florida? Like, who's that one nigga? Like, he the Jay-Z of Florida.
See, how you gonna do that?
It's my job.
This the one question I supposed to say. Don't add who the GOAT out of Florida. It's a tie.
It's your GOAT.
It's a tie.
Or do you want to pick one GOAT out of each era?
Nah, I don't. Why you gonna let him out the hook, Jay?
He says a tie. What is
it? I said it's a tie. Like, Yike and Rod. It's a tie, because, like,
Even, for the new generation?
Nah, for all generations, because, like, I feel like everybody had a chance to be as big as them boys. Ain't nobody been as big as them boys. Them boys is huge. Like, I don't give a fuck when you did it. That don't mean nothing. I don't want to hear about you a trapping by then. Y'all got money now. That would have a nigga talking about you washed up. You feel me? So, like, yeah, like, I believe, like, the OGs should get them boys the same prop. If you ain't sold as many records as them boys, you got to get in their prop. Or you, like, just hate. Or you just emotional or some shit.
Facts.
I ain't emotional, you feel me? Them boys sold some crazy shit. Them boys 21, 22 and shit, like, doing amazing shit cross country to rural. Yeah. Yeah, them boys deserve their prop. Niggas ain't really went around the world like that, you feel me? You know, but, and what they talking about, they made, like, what I'm talking about relevant, you feel me? So, yeah. I got to support them.
For sure.
Yeah. What you think the key to consistency is? Like, a lot of niggas can get on, but what's the key to staying on? Like, how is Bobby Fish still going to be relevant a year from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now? What's the plan?
Shit, you just got to, you got to stay in it. You can't never just isolate yourself, you feel me? You got to stay relevant with the people, you feel me? Like, that's why, like, I could move anywhere in the world right now, probably, you feel me? Just live, like, drop music, pop out, whatever. But, like, I like to stay relevant. I'm with the people, you feel me? I'm still my day one. Like, I ain't really want to meet no new friend. I ain't want to move, like, you feel me? If I move over there and I go to the barbershop, like, they right here, and these boys used to rock a fake jewelry. Now they talking about why his shit he ain't like that. Why y'all shit so little? Now they hate. They don't know me. They got reason, you feel me? They got animosity now. I don't know these folks. Now I go to Quincy and get a $10 egg. You feel me? Like, I ain't got to go to the... If I move, I'm just lost. What if I need some gas? I done made the wrong turn. You feel me? So I just stay where I'm at, like what I know instead of what I know.
Yeah. But you don't think that eventually, once you reach a certain point, that sticking to what you know and staying where you are is dangerous?
Nah, because, like, it's, you got to put yourself where it's like, it's places you could be where you ain't got to be, like, in the hood. Like, I ain't just in the hood. Like, my people put up good. Like, my mama crib up in the drop in the day, real gated community, you know, like, everybody safe. So I feel like if it happened there, it happened anywhere, but, like, it love, like, you feel me? Ain't really no hate, like, it love. Like, when it love, you know it love, like, it just love. It love, like, you feel me? I ain't got no art, beef, whatever they call that. I'm not.
If somebody ain't never heard none of your music, like they watching now, they ain't never heard a Bobby Fiscale song, like what's the first shit they need to listen to get in tune with you? Like the one, your first one?
Probably the Wake Up. You know, they would sleep on, finna wake their ass up, then taking the whole flow, something like that. You know, it's on them. It's so much flavor in it. You feel me? It's like Napoleon. You might like chocolate.
Neapolitan.
Whatever that bitch called. Yeah. Hey, whatever that bitch called, man.
Nah, for real.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. Podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects aspects the gangster rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangster Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Hey parents, looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on, get ready for a ride, we're gonna have some fun.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places, like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction sites.
That's right, Blippi.
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Blippi and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What else you into? You in the cars?
Yeah, you know I'm in an old car, new car. You know I got a GLE 63. It's fast, motherfucker. That bitch there, let's do it. You know I got dunk. I'm just finna put the whip or supercharge, all that shit on there. New suspension, you know. I got a little Malibu. I'm trying to turn that bitch to a race car. Got a four-wheeler. Trying to get that on Can-Am Maverick, motherfucker. You know, I'm in all that shit, though.
So cars, jewelry, lifestyle, fashion.
Lifestyle, you feel me? It's like, it's the culture, you feel me? Shout out to Migos, the culture. You got to keep the culture going, you feel me? Because, like, it's some people from my city who deserve, like, recognition, you feel me? So I got to put on for them.
What's some lingo y'all using, Quincy, that everybody might not be down on? Like,
shit, Budadine.
Say it again.
Budadine.
What does that mean?
Fate dope.
Okay.
Nigga got some bubble in a Zaw pack, but this ain't no Zaw, that booty ding, boy, you cap, boy. But like, you feel me? Just you gone, boy, you gone, DJ Scream. You gone, you just out of here, you feel me?
Gone in a good or bad
way? Way
gone,
like,
good.
Gone good?
You gone, like you gone north.
You oh yeah, you gone on.
Oh yeah,
gone.
Yeah.
On off.
And you ain't even coming back. Like, yeah. Shit y'all got right here going on, it's gone.
It's gone.
Gonna be forever. It's, y'all gone.
Facts.
On on.
Big facts.
Yeah.
But yeah, we country than the motherfucker, you feel me? Like, we say blight, bite, crack, you feel me? We fucked up. It's just country, but, you know.
Nah, that shit can't. That shit got a wave now, though.
Yeah, it got a wave. Yeah. Nah, they done, you know. They kind of understand it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, they want to learn everybody lingo, all that, you feel me? You know, P, they got P, all that. Fashion shows and shit overseas is just that lingo powerful.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah, that's why I always like try and include the lingo in the lyrics and shit. You know, Pluto gave you that song a long time ago. If you ain't listen, you fucked up.
Who, yeah, that's why I'm finna say who like music like you can listen to and get inspired. You go to the studio and make a bang.
Shit, Pluto Walk, Rollo. You know, Big 30,
Free Rollo.
Free Rollo, for real.
For sure.
I bumped that Rollo every day, though. Like, no cap. When that nigga said, I seen my little brother kill himself. We trapped that motherfucker right back out. Trust me, I came from the pain. Nobody to blame.
Yeah.
My little brother blew out his brain.
Yeah.
Nothing to blame. Man, that nigga snapped, man. I would listen to that shit every day. I got to listen to that bitch.
Yeah.
Free Rollo
Escobar. So, no cap. If y'all don't know, bump that Rollo Escobar, then you're going to be a Rollo fan. Yeah.
For sure.
What's some of the shit? You got kids?
I got one little girl. She's eight.
What's some of the shit, some of the life motivation and game you give her, you know what I'm saying, so that she'll be on the proper path? Like, what's all your right approach?
Shit. You don't need no friend. Like, you feel me? Like, do it yourself. Like, I had a lot of everything, sweep the trampoline. If I'm raking, she raking. We, whatever. Yeah, we bring grocery in the house. Ain't no just running the room. Hell nah. Get the bread. You got to get some.
Yeah.
So I'm taking the trash out, get them boxes, you feel me? So it's like,
yeah.
I just try and raise her to be like real independent, clean, like, you feel me? And just like love her family. Like she love her grandma, both her grandmas. She just family, you feel me? Mm. You know, got to teach them about that family.
Facts.
Yeah.
Got to teach them about that.
What's next for you though?
Man, you know, I just got a lot of music going on right now, recording, you know, just, it's just up, like, on Big Facts, you know, this is big, you feel me?
Yeah.
shit like this, just staying in motion, you know, tapping in, DJ. I got the little tour, Honcho Fish Gear tour, I'll touch it down like 15 cities.
When does it start?
Shit, Friday, we in Palm Beach, Saturday, we in Tampa. It's just going up.
Where can I get tickets at?
Online event, right? You get the link in my bio, you know.
Everything. What's your IG?
Bobby Fishgill. No spaces, no underscore, just Bobby Fishgill.
Okay.
Yeah.
Y'all go get that.
Go get that.
What's we fucking with?
Yeah. I'll say, what's some shit you want to do in 2022?
Man, 2022, more features. You know, we got a little short film trying to pop out. We probably going to pop it out. That's what we need to do, like, Florida, that's going to be the name of it, like a little series, mini-series. But we just working, more music, going up, more views, more streams, more avenues, you know, more merch, shit, more linking, more pushing the team, man. I got to get the team up here, man, you know, on Big Facts.
For sure.
For sure, for sure.
So do you have anything else that you do, like, outside of rapping and trapping that you enjoy to do that brings you income? I mean, not trap, but like outside of rapping that, you know, like brings you income and, you know what I'm saying? Like, do you do real estate?
Oh, yeah.
Do you do like crypto? Is there anything else that you got going on?
We got the truck going. I got to send my truck. I got the dually with the trailer, all that. All that just bring in a little income. We got a little real estate property, little house we just tore down in the queue, but I don't know if that's gonna bring in no income like no time soon, but you know, just little stuff like that. We hood with it, like, we might just patch up six bands a piece by a whole house in the hood,
yeah,
just like, you know, but we ain't really trying to see no income like that right now. But you know, I got the merch, you feel me, merch rolling good, phone cases, all that. That's number one product right now. What else I got? Income, trap, yo. I tried to stay right.
It's all good. It's cool.
You go right back to the essence.
Right back to the
essence. Right back to the essence.
Try to hide that motherfucker, man. Man, we go work that music just like the trap, and we just go stick and move.
Yeah. Now that booth is the trap, though.
Booth is the trap. But I got
stand that motherfucker long enough, you going to come out with something.
Man, I'm in the yo every day. I got the yo in the car right now recording, like, you feel me? I record every day.
How you link up with Quavo?
Man, the gram. It's really the nigga Jeff. He in the NFL. I forgot his last name. Some kind of way him and Quavo linked up. They bumping fish. Quavo fucking with it. I dropped that Root Later video. Quavo flamed that bitch up. Like, you can't flame me up. I'm jumping dead in your chest. First quarter. Don't flame me up. Come up on there you want to, boy. But get on this. So I said some shit. I'm like, bro, get on this. No cap, bro. I'm like, bro, hell yeah, bro, get on that bitch right here. So I guess he wasn't fucking with it. He sent me the Honcho Fish Gear, kicking those and trapping way. But shit, you know, I slid that bitch like four verses on that bitch. He was like, that one right there, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, like,
he ain't got no pride when it come down to that nigga.
I ain't got no pride when it come down to nothing. Like, I'm still asked for shit at the drive through. With an ice cream machine, regular, bro. Don't, you feel me? Like, coming from the queue, you gotta work your mile. Like, that all you had. That mile, boy. Yeah, I told bitch I got rich out my throat, bitch. Yeah, I could go in that bitch. I ain't got the reel. All I gotta do is cut the mic on. That's it. You feel me? I can make a deal on feature right now, like, and just go crazy, make some dumb shit. But I just be chilling, like, so I just try and motivate people, like, boy.
You can do it.
Yeah.
You can fucking do it.
You can do it.
Bobby did it, you could do it.
You got any regrets along your way? Of course, it made you who you are today, but you got any shit you just look back on and be like, man.
Man, like when I went to Holden Street with them two zips of weed that day with the windshield tint and all that shit, I regret that shit to this day. Bro, I ride through the hood with the windshield tinted, bro. Like, I had two zips of weed I put in the hood, bro. They somebody fighting out that big 12 air. Well, soon as they see the car jump behind, I go to jail. I end up doing like a year for that shit. That's like one of my biggest regrets. Cause I was rolling good, Scream. Rolling, bro. I'm rolling. I'm talking about, man, I'm rolling good.
Did you have that little voice in your head, though, when you was on the way there? Like, someone, like, a lot of people get that intuition, but they don't follow it.
Bro, my little dog, bro, like, his people had him started smoking the dope. And he had the jit. She gone. He like, bitch, save me. That's why I get so much love. Yo, I ain't got no bread for you, but I'm gonna bring you two zip. Show me you need to be saved, feel me? Mm. And like, I guess it wasn't meant for him to be saved. But he up right now, though. I don't know what happened. It just wasn't meant for him to get that tree that day. Mm. I got jammed right in front of the apartment. He was out there with the baby. Watch me go to jail. That was like one of my biggest regrets. Like, cause a lot of other times I get jammed, I'ma eat that, you feel me? I don't even take it at no regret. But that time right there, boy, never went.
What's the longest bid you ever had to do?
Like my first bid, they gave me 13 months, but I had a charge in the O for counterfeit. So like I get down to 30 days, bank up the road, chain gang. They call me. Tell them, boy, you got a hold. So I go to the O. They sit me down there for like 30 days. My last day, I go to court in the O. 18 months consecutive. See you later. What? Send me back to the same camp. Fresh 18 months. Now they, well, the little 30 days I did in Orlando County, only day of game time. So I was in that bit loud. That was like 31 months. Mm. I come back out. I carried like another 13 months. See, all the times I went, I was copping out though. Cause he catch me red-handed, you feel me? Like, shit, I don't know what trial at. I ain't never seen that bit. Might not never see it. You feel me? I don't know how to get that bit. But yeah.
You feel like some of that time down made you smarter?
Man, that shit made me who I am. Cause like coming from Quincy, I ain't no shit. I was green. So like by me going to jail and shit so young, like I'm in the O, it's just down to my age. People taking them to the lot, getting whoops and shit. You feel me? We so damn green. We don't know nothing about nothing. We ain't even thinking about driving. We riding bicycles and shit still, you feel me? Fucked up. So I opened my mind, like, well, I gotta get down here in the old boy. I gotta, you feel me? They telling me how they cut their shit, how they cook, whatever. So, you know, I'm like, damn, that makes sense about the cut, the different this, the different that, how to make it do this. Oh, yeah, boy, they got me green. So, you know, I take all that little game and take it everywhere I go, soak up a little bit more game and just bubble. Yo.
That's what's up.
So you went to jail and got the game?
Nah, I mean, it expanded.
The like, game. You know what I'm saying? Got the real game, the script game, and all that shit.
Yeah, all that. No cap. Nigga named Wanzel, bro, in Orlando, jit, was gone. See, in the O, they cut their dope so hard, they keep it in their gums. Call it gum lining. It just trapped out, like, you feel me? Like, so it just, like, they show me I cut that shit hard. Once you cut that shit hard, you know, it's over. You ain't got to do nothing else, Scream. Mm-hmm. Just sit there with it. They coming. Shit, you going to add it up.
You need a documentary too, man. You working on that?
You ain't seen my first part of my documentary?
I saw some clips of
but
something.
Y'all got to watch that.
You got to watch like, this.
What's the name of it?
It's by A Day in the Life of Bobby
Fischer. A Day in the Life. I did see that.
Dog who come on there, he just caught 9 years federal. Like, the first nigga on that bit, Rude. That was, like, supposed to be my first artist. He snapping too, like, they catch him like 80 plates and shit like that. But you know, he finna shake that shit back. But yeah, you know, trapped out for real.
Yeah.
What you putting all of it in the music?
Just put all of it in the music. What I used to do, I don't do that no more.
There it is. Yeah, sure. What you want to say to the people, man? You know what I'm saying? We started like that and that. We got to make sure you get it all off your brain and your chest.
Hey, man, it's Bobby Fishguard, man. Y'all tap in with me, real track guard. You already know Fishguard, whatever you want to call it, you feel me? I'm going to show you the way through the music. Just listen. Pay attention.
All right, fair enough. Big shout out to Bobby Fiscal pulling up on Big Facts. Check us out, www.bigfactspod.com. Salute.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat Merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
Hey parents, looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday,
I already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.